The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the rock show. Come on to the people's show. Come on to the premiere show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaurentiis, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss J to the Max. How are you, Miss J?
I'm doing lovely. I would be doing even better if the Bears win today.
Well, one of us has still got a team in the playoffs, so good luck. And hopefully the Fighting Mitchell Trubisky's can pull the upset.
Hopefully.
This is SmackDown Matters. We are brought to you each and every week by the CSPN. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also find us through any podcast app. All you have to do is search for the WrestleCast-the CSPN. Look for the logo of the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign. And SmackDown Matters will show up in your podcast queue each and every week. Miss J to the Max, we start this week's episode with Roman Reigns, Jey Uso, Paul Heyman coming down to the ring, of course, during their epic walk that takes like, 7 minutes of this 2-hour show.
This has to kill time somehow.
Roman cuts an opening promo on his issues with Kevin Owens, which leads to him calling out Adam Pearce for an intense situation in the ring where Roman is upset about the gauntlet match that is set up for later on tonight to determine his next opponent at the Royal Rumble. Roman took exception with the fact that someone had to set this match up instead of Roman picking his own opponents. He, cornered Adam Pearce and had Adam Pearce very uncomfortable. And was threatening to harm him. And then Paul Heyman kind of stepped in, cooled him down.
Asked that man if he was stupid too, didn't
he? Yeah, he did. He said, so are you telling me that I'm stupid? He's like, so are you saying you're stupid? Oh, so you're saying Vince McMahon is stupid? He's like, man, I didn't say nothing like that. I ain't used those words at all.
Poor Adam. Yeah. He wanted TV time. Now he got it.
Roman said that he was safe for now, and that is how the promo ended. Then that led us right into Big E and Apollo Crews. They had a double pinfall off of a superplex attempt. Well, not attempt, but a superplex where both men went for the cover and both men got pinned. So that resulted in a draw. Apollo was unhappy with the decision, and he smacked Big E.
I don't like this black-on-black crime.
So Big E was like, restart the match. So Big E retains the IC title over Apollo Crews after the match was restarted via the big ending. This had a really quick pace to it. And unfortunately, I don't know why they went with the, disputed draw finish there in the middle. They should have just let them have the whole 10 minutes or whatever they had to wrestle. But yeah, I could see this being a run it back situation.
Well, let's do it. I mean, we called this a couple weeks ago. We knew that there was going to be a Big E Apollo little rivalry in the future. We are also fortune tellers here at the WrestleCast.
Sonya Deville, she's in the back with Adam Pearce, where she offers to be his assistant since he has so much going on right now. Decked out in her suit. She kind of laments about Mandy Rose, beating her in a, loser leave town match and then showing up on Raw with another tag team partner. But she says she's trying to put all that behind her and start anew. Bayley and Bianca Belair, they have an exchange in the back on how both of them are going to win this year's Royal Rumble. just continuing their feud, their chemistry. They are so good together. She was like, Bayley was like, how many people did you eliminate last year? Bianca was like, 8. And she was like, but he's like, and unfortunately you were in the mat, so I couldn't eliminate you. And she was like, yeah, that's right. I wasn't in the match because I was out there defending my SmackDown women's title. You know, in my historic I fashion. Love them together. Yeah, so they're just going back and forth. Really good here. We get a Carmelo promo about how Sasha Banks' hustle doesn't match her talent. Whatever.
Why is this even still a thing, though? Just wondering.
Carmelo's got to do something.
The women, the more I think about it, the main roster is really kind of thin. It might be time for some call-ups.
Yep. We'll do a little NXT discussion here after we review SmackDown, and I'll let you know maybe some inside scoopage. Guesstimations. Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode are the new SmackDown Tag Team Champions.
Ooh, Montez connects with a right.
And Ziggler, ducked over the top rope, lands on the apron. Oh, what an elbow. You heard the impact as Dolph hit hard.
Montez trying to pick up some speed and launches himself over the top rope. And Montez Ford can't get up. Tag made, Ford legal. And how effective can Montez Ford be?
Adrenaline can make a man do amazing things,
just like we're seeing here. Ford missed with a right. Ziggler ducked. Oh, he didn't miss. He faked out Ziggler is what he did. And Dolph Ziggler.
Maybe a backhand. I think Ziggler got out of harm's way.
Back body drop, but again the leg collapses, but Ford back to his feet. And now Dolph Ziggler misses wildly. Can Montez Ford capitalize? Dolph is up. Dolph's down. And Ford with a spinning clothesline.
Got all of it into the cover.
Cover to retain. What a gutsy win this would be. Dolph at 2. Dolph Ziggler is able to
face him.
First pancaking Ford.
Dolph looking for the cover. Montez might be out. We may have new champions.
Ziggler now hooks the leg. The shoulders of Ford are down. And a kick out. Ford stays in it. And now Dolph. Montez Ford rolls through. Shoulders down. Is it enough to put him away? Almost had him. And Ziggler right to the bad leg again.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
And that should be it as Robert Roode comes in off the tag. Fisherman suplex by Roode. Here's the cover. Oh, and a kick out again by Ford. How is Ford still in this match?
I have no earthly idea how Montez survived that.
Roode can't believe it. This is incredible.
The look of disbelief on Robert Roode's face is all of us right now. The iron will of Montez Ford being shown here tonight on Friday Night SmackDown.
Roode looking to put him away with a glorious DDT. Ford, though, with a step up in Enziguri. Roode's down. Ziggler tag. Dolph Ziggler now into the ring as the legal man. Double team coming. Oh, my goodness. The spinebuster into the zigzag. Cover now by Dolph. And Ziggler and Roode are the champions.
Here are your winners.
They played off of last week's attack with Montez Ford, you know, with the bad knee still, being the weak link to the situation. So Dolph Ziggler, Bobby Roode, the Dirty Dogs are your new SmackDown Tag Team Champions.
Well, I mean, I guess.
That's all you got?
I've got nothing.
Paul Heyman is in the back with Adam Pearce. He says he pulled some strings and got Adam Pearce added to the gauntlet match tonight, giving Pearce a chance to pursue his childhood dream. Adam Pearce very reluctant about doing this. Paul Heyman, basically, kind of fills in the people about Adam Pearce having a wrestling career, not you know, not quite getting to the level of WWE, but he definitely wanted to be WWE champion and all those aspirations. So this is Paul Heyman, you know, and Roman
doing Reigns. Paul Heyman things.
Yeah, doing Paul Heyman things. Billy Kay is in the back. She's trying to join the Riot Squad as her third member. she's like, she's added mosh pitting to her resume. Look at, check out the resume.
Billy Kay. You know, she, like, her voice annoys me, but this whole, like, resume thing, I'm really liking this. It's quite entertaining.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Now it's time for our gauntlet match. Sami Zayn comes out and does this filibuster about, you know, still being the champion of the people. He has his own film crew to document his side of things because he doesn't want to have his story told by the biased WWE. And yeah, he just goes on this whole tirade that's about 3.5 minutes. And then he gets eliminated from the gauntlet match via a 619 followed by a frog splash. Sami Zayn was probably in this match for a total of like 1.5 minutes. Next up, Nakamura comes out. He eliminates Rey Mysterio with a cross arm breaker. I can't remember the last time somebody actually won a match with a cross arm breaker, but that's good. Pretty cool to see that. Corbin is up next. He attacks Dominic and Rey before the matchup with Nakamura begins. Where was Buddy Murphy? He's out here abusing his peoples, and he was nowhere to be
found. I know that his father-in-law needed help, and he wasn't nowhere to be found.
Nakamura and Corbin faced off, and Nakamura eliminated Corbin with the Kinshasa. So Daniel Bryan is out next. And we got a treat. It's Nakamura and Daniel Bryan faced off. But Nakamura eliminates Daniel Bryan with the Kinshasa, but then gets attacked by Roman and Jey Uso as a reluctant Adam Pearce watches on. Jey Uso super kicks Adam Pearce and throws him on top of the fallen Nakamura, and Pearce gets the win and earns a title match versus Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble.
Oh, Lord. Well,
there you have it. Roman Reigns out here making people's dreams come true. He's like, make a wish.
Roman versus Adam Pearce at the Royal Rumble. And we still haven't had any women's matches yet.
No, this is the show. It's over.
That's very disappointing that the ladies only got, I mean, the promos were good, but no women's action, which is why I said it's time to do some call-ups.
The gauntlet match took over the last hour of the show, basically.
Yeah, Adam Pearce, Lord. He gonna do him worse than he did Jey Uso, and ain't no twin brother to come save Adam Pearce.
Kevin Owens may be able to pop up and save him by then.
So we're just done with Kevin Owens versus Roman, huh?
I don't think so. I think Adam Pearce kind of jumps in here because him and Kevin go back. And so the way they played it, you know, Kevin, they showed the video, you know, Roman showed him the video of, you know, Owens begging Adam Pearce for the match and everything. So I think he's just like, you know, you was the one that put him in the situation. He was like, I like Kevin Owens. I didn't want to do what I had to do to Kevin Owens last week because now he's not here and he can't provide for his family.
Roman is so shady.
Yeah, this promo was good, man. It was one of his best ones so far as this, you know, character, head of the table character. He definitely had Adam Pearce shook, and he had, I think, a lot of people in the audience shook for Adam Pearce. Like, I don't know who's going to come out here and save this man if they start beating him up, but somebody need to come from the back.
Look, Roman promos are like straight black mom promos. You think I'm stupid? Oh, so you stupid. Oh, okay, so you calling me stupid. I remember those conversations. Like, Mom, I never said that. Oh, but you think I'm... It's like one of your little friends type of conversations. Like... But I mean, you're right. Roman out here making dreams come true. Main event Jay. Now you get main event Adam.
Yeah.
This man.
Yeah.
Doing the Lord's work.
Giving Adam Pearce a chance to wrestle in a WWE ring for the championship at the, you know, Royal Rumble, one of the top four events in the company. Man.
And you know what was even funnier is when he said, oh, you think Vince McMahon is stupid? And I was in yelling at my TV. Yes, yes, we all do.
This was a very good episode of SmackDown. They don't waste any time on SmackDown. Very much like AEW. They just kind of get right to it, even though AEW does start with a little bit more action in the beginning. But this was a very good promo by Roman to start off. And then the action that was in the ring was very good. The matches, except for the Big E Apollo Crews, the tag team match got a lot of time. And then, of course, the gauntlet match with the whole second hour. And the treat of that was Daniel Bryan versus Nakamura. Unfortunately, that match didn't happen like 5 years ago in somebody else's ring besides Vince's, because, man, that would probably be an all-time classic. But what they gave us in Vince's ring was really good, and a lot of people want more, and a lot of people have forgot about that version of Shinsuke Nakamura because he was in the match, you know, second one out all the way through the end. So, you know, you got to see a lot of Shinsuke. And a lot of people have maybe forgotten that he is world class, and he stepped
right
up and he looked world class. So, good reminder for everybody.
Top notch. Yeah. I got a text midway through SmackDown from my uncle, and he was talking about the match with Nakamura and or the gauntlet match, and it took me a minute to understand what he was saying because he spelled Nakamura exactly the way it sounds. K-N-O-C-K-A-M-O-R-A. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what is he talking about? And then he said something about Roman Reigns right after that. I was like, oh, Nakamura. I didn't even bother to correct him because why? So, yeah.
Now on the yes.
No, the NXT.
NXT front. Did you see it? Did you watch it this week?
I did. I sure did. It was, listen, NXT doesn't miss either. Said it before.
I know your favorite match was probably just like it was our favorite match, Rhea versus Raquel.
Yes. And I just knew. You know what? I was 50-50. Either Rhea's going to put Raquel over or Rhea's going to win. And yeah, but it was pretty good. Like, that was a great match. My favorite, of course, of all the matches that night. Wasn't expecting to see Xia Li, but she looked great too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm assuming Rhea's on her way up to the main roster. I hope so.
That's what I would think.
They need some help.
Damian Priest, he lost to Karrion Kross, and a lot of people are thinking that's his.
He's on his way.
Yeah, his final thing as well.
And Damian's a big dude. We know Vince likes big guys. So
right.
I just hope he doesn't, do them like he did Keith Lee or like he does every other NXT superstar and kill their character. But yeah, that was a really great match. Like, not to knock the current main roster division or the main roster women, but it's a little thin right now. And we're starting to see the same matches. Although I'm loving Bayley and Bianca, loving that. And Asuka needs some competition. Like who can touch her right now? And we're not talking about Charlotte.
Unfortunately, that's what's about to happen. They're gonna do the Charlotte, you know, turn. Ric Flair Sting. Just Asuka's gonna play the role of Sting.
I'm so sick of Charlotte winning everything.
Well, I guess they're going to cause a little detour first, though, because on Legends Night, I don't know if this was just for the night, but Lacey Evans was trying to get a little fresh with Ric Flair. And, you know, he was liking the attention. And Ric Flair was in Asuka and Charlotte's corner, and Kevin Dunn's camera work was a little shady, but I think he was trying to trip Peyton Royce, but she reversed it. And when he put his arm out there, it was actually Charlotte, and he tripped Charlotte. Peyton Royce rolled up Charlotte, and they won. And of course, mm-hmm. Charlotte was pissed, and she did the thing that she did before, where she got him in his face and was like, "Stay out of my business, and go to the back, and leave me alone, and all that stuff."
Ah.
I don't know if you listen to the Rawcast or not, but I'll do you like I did.
You know, I started listening to the Rawcast, okay, and I was into it. And then Elizabeth from Knoxville and her Merry Men decided to take over the news and the Capitol. So I got a little distracted, you know, yeah. But I got well into it, and it's like, turn on the news. I'm like, why? You know? White people are crazy. That's why.
Exactly.
I'm like, what else is new? No, seriously, turn on the news. And yeah.
Yeah, they are crazy. But Goldberg is back.
Oh, God. What's the point of having... I feel like I just complain every episode of the WrestleCast. I'm becoming a Debbie Downer. Okay, Goldberg's back. I have nothing positive to say, so I'm not going to say it.
Yes, it makes no sense for him to come back, beat somebody that's worked all year, for him to, you know, make a couple of appearances, defend the belt on a B pay-per-view, and or lose it on a B pay-per-view right before WrestleMania.
I have nothing nice to say. So Goldberg's back. All right. Who is he going up against? Drew?
Yep.
Randy? Drew. Oh, okay. As long as it's not Roman, because I am not.
That was the proposed idea.
And Roman shut that shit down quick, didn't he?
Roman.
He said, y'all think I'm stupid?
Somebody shut it down, and they shifted it over to Monday Night Raw.
Oh, Lord.
Because they know Drew won't say no, because Drew's just happy be where he's at.
He's not. He's like, look, I got a paycheck. I'm in the spotlight. Right. They not firing me again.
Right. I done went down to the indies and worked super hard to get back into WWE. Got hurt when I probably should have had this run like a year ago.
Right. Got hurt. Buddy said, y'all not putting me back in the three-man band.
He won't say no. So, and then Goldberg comes out and cuts this promo that was probably better suited for Randy Orton. He's talking about being disrespectful to the legends. Like, Drew McIntyre is always respectful to the legends. He even was seen together with Hogan on this show. So, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. That's what Vince feels like the people want.
No, it's what Vince wants. It's never about what we want. Never. Once we start liking something, Vince is like, let me ruin it. I.e. the Hurt Business. Why do they keep teasing all this conflict? In the Hurt Business, we like the Hurt Business, and Vince is like, they like it, let me destroy it.
You may have a point there, because they are doing this Cedric Alexander Shelton Benjamin thing really soon for them to have just won the tag team titles less than a month ago.
I don't like it.
Only if it leads to Cedric Alexander breaking out to something like The Rock will I be okay with this.
You know that's not going to happen.
We can hope they listen. Somebody might be able to slip it past Vince.
Yeah, once he's like incapacitated. Not right now. He's of sound mind and body.
Is he of sound mind and body, though?
I questioned right after I said that. I had the same question. Vince does live in the 1980s, 90s, whatever. But
I know you don't really care about AEW, but they had a really good show.
I do care. I just forget to watch.
Okay.
That's why I just listen to the WrestleCast. See, ladies and gentlemen, if you miss, you can listen.
Yeah. Become a patron. Listen to the Dynamite recap over on the Dark Match. Patreon.com/CSPN Media. Me and Miss Simi review those shows each and every week. Kenny Omega and Rey Fénix, they had a hell of a match. So please go check that out as the main event. And you'll get a surprise at the end of the main event as well. All I have to say is too sweet. Too sweet.
Oh, sookie now. I think I know what it is.
All right, Miss Jade, to the max. I'm going to turn it over to you at this point for your shout outs and thank yous on this week's edition of SmackDown Matters.
Yes, yes, yes. Shout out to, I just got notification that the Lady Vols basketball team beat LSU today. So shout out to those ladies. They have had a tremendous start to their season, as have the men. And shout out to my uncle, aka Uncle Nakamura. And shout out to Don and the rest of the WrestleCast crew for having me each and every week.
No problem, Miss Jade to the Max. Thank you for joining me here on SmackDown Matters. Good luck to your Chicago Bears, like I said, to start off the show, their playoff matchup later on here in less than an hour. Thank you to everybody who joined the hashtag this week. The comments were hilarious, especially during the Roman Adam Pierce opening promo. Definitely was highly entertained by everyone's commentary with color during that segment. Shout out to Ms. Didi Jonet. Shout out to Greg. Shout out to Sam, who joined us on this week's edition of the Rawcast. Shout out to Mo to the underscore Reese, Mr. Anwar Starwin, and Terry's Boy. They helped me review Wrestle Kingdom 15, Nights 1 and 2. So listen to us talk about Kota Ibushi reaching God status in New Japan. It was a lot of fun recapping Nights 1 and 2 of Wrestle Kingdom with those guys. Again, the Patreon page, you can find AEW reviews over there. Patreon.com/CSPN Media. Also support the podcast by going to CSPN.us. Click on the tab that says keep our podcast free. Do any shopping with any of those sponsors from that drop-down menu. Some of the purchase that you make will come back to the show to help keep the podcast free each and every week. So for my co-host, Miss Jade to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye, friends.
Around here anyways. Of course I know, because I am who I am. So I know everything, and the things that I don't, that's why I have Paul here. We do our job. Check the stats, the info, the analytics. We do our job, Adam. What do you do? You're supposed to be managing the talent, looking out for the talent, making the right decisions, and you threw him right back into the shark tank, right back into the deep end. Anything you want, KO, go ahead.
And Roman, what are we doing with this? What is this?
What is, okay, so you're not stupid. I'm not stupid. So is Vince McMahon stupid? On global, in front of the whole world, you're saying Vince McMahon is stupid. Is that what you're saying?
Paul, what are we doing out here right now? I never said anything of the sort.
Okay, so you didn't say that. So Vince McMahon's not stupid. Adam Pearce isn't stupid. So you are most certainly saying that Roman Reigns is stupid. And that's where the problem lies, because if you think I'm stupid, that means you're insulting me. And if you're insulting me, that means you don't respect me. And if you don't respect me, then you don't respect my family. And when people around here don't respect me, my family, our bloodline, there's consequences. You understand?
Roman, stop it now. Enough. Please. I have total respect